Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. In Lansing, a Brighton man and the private water company he led have been sentenced after admitting to falsifying water testing records for mobile home communities across Michigan. 57-year-old Brian Powell, president of Douglas Environmental, was placed on 2 years probation. The company was also ordered to pay a $50,000 fine by a Livingston County judge. State investigators say Douglas Environmental submitted inaccurate drinking water and wastewater test results to the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, known as EGLE. Authorities say the company also failed to report multiple tests showing contaminant levels above state limits in several privately owned water systems between 2020 and 2023. The violations involved communities in Shiawassee, Barry, Genesee, Calhoun, and Livingston counties. The case began after EGLE identified discrepancies in testing data and referred the matter to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Environmental Investigation Section. Officials say follow-up testing found no evidence that the residents were harmed. Douglas Environmental previously entered no contest pleas to conducting a criminal enterprise and multiple forgery charges, while Powell pleaded guilty to 3 counts of forgery. And drivers are once again allowed on Ojibwa Island in Saginaw for the first time in about 5 years. The city marked the reopening with a community celebration after completing a series of park improvements. Vehicle access is now permitted from dawn till dusk on the west side of the island, Monday through Saturday, with the entire island open to vehicles on Sundays. The island had been closed to meet vehicle traffic, or to most vehicle traffic, since 2021 because of security concerns and deteriorating roads. City officials say upgrades, including new security cameras, improved landscaping, and increased police patrols during busy times, are intended to help keep the park safe and accessible. Mayor Brenda Moore is encouraging residents and visitors to help care for the park as it reopens to the community. An Alliance Township man is in custody after authorities say he led police on a slow-moving pursuit that crossed several Oakland County communities before attempting an unusual escape. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office's deputies began searching for the 56-year-old Thursday evening after receiving an alert from Livingston County investigators. Investigators say the driver had fled a traffic stop and was believed to be impaired. When a deputy located the vehicle in Lyon Township and attempted another traffic stop, the driver continued on, leading officers through Lyon Township, Wixom, Milford, and Highland Township. During the pursuit, authorities say the suspect intentionally struck two Wixom Police Patrol vehicles and an Oakland County Sheriff's Patrol unit. Deputies ended the chase with a precision maneuver near Hickory Ridge and Rose Center Roads. The driver then abandoned the vehicle, ran into a wooded area, and entered a nearby pond in an apparent effort to avoid capture. Search teams, including canine units, drones, and specialized underwater detection equipment, spent hours looking for the suspect before the search was suspended. Just before 3 o'clock Friday morning, deputies responded to a report of a suspicious person near North Milford and Wardlow Roads in Highland Township, where they recognized and arrested the suspect without incident. He is being held on allegations that include fleeing and eluding police, resisting and obstructing officers, felonious assault on a police officer, and driving with the revoked license. His identity is expected to be released following arraignment. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.